This is Colin Perrin,
Sean Min,
and Joey Brown reporting here about the connections in the book by Clive Staples,
or C.S. Lewis,
The Lion,
The Witch,
and The Wardrobe. Hey Sean, how do some characters relate to their religious connections, and why do you think C.S. Lewis would include religion in his book?
Colin, that is a tough question to answer alone. Joey, you mind helping me out here?
Sure, Sean. Let's start talking about this immediately.
First things first, we need to talk about the two most powerful characters, the White Witch and Aslan.
A.K.A. Jesus and, you know, Lucifer. Mm-hmm. The White Witch is, like, the devil himself, Lucifer or Satan.
Man, I wish that was wrong, but that is correct. Just like Aslan is very similar to Jesus.
Yes, he does some pretty significant things that show him how C.S. Lewis wanted to allegory him.
Are there any other characters that can be connected?
Just wait. This is only the start. Here's a quick recap. Peter is Saint Peter. He is the one who will and does fight for Aslan. Just like Peter is the rock that Jesus built his church on. Lucy
is like the innocent children that came to Jesus.
Susan is Thomas, the one who wouldn't believe without seeing. And
Edmund is Judas the betrayer.
Can't the thief on the cross next to Jesus be represented by Mr. Tumnus because he changed?
Yes, Colin. Mr. Tumnus can be the thief on the cross because he was doing evil, like he was robbing or murdering. And then he asked Jesus and he changed.
Man, just thinking about that dang witch just gets me so mad.
She's just such an ungrateful,
Okay. Now that you guys have heard some connections to the Bible, we are going to leave you off with some questions that can't really be answered fully.
I'll share a question that I think is pretty rational to me. How did the tools that Father Christmas gave each character relate to the tool that was given to the children? Father gave them the children tools, and how do those tools relate to the children? He told them that they were tools, not toys.
Well, Peter got a sword and a shield, and since Edmund wasn't there, he didn't really get anything. And Susan got a bow and arrows that don't really miss, along with a horn that can alert anyone at any time. And Lucy got a healing bottle that can heal almost anything.
How do you think those tools relate to Peter, Edmund, Susan? Sure.
All right, thanks, Joey, but before I answer that question, or even if I do, I just have a little question, very minor, before yours. Why do you think Aslan decided to stay silent after hearing that Edmund has betrayed the other three children, Colin?
We will answer these questions to the fullest when we are finished.
Can we talk about how faith is just so big in the series, and how you need to have faith? You couldn't make it into Narnia without it. Kind of like heaven. You have to have faith to get into heaven. Or belief without seeing.
Have you noticed how they address them as sons of Adam and daughters of Eve?
What about the sacrifice? What about that part?
Yes, there are too many to name. How many connections? What shows how Jesus relates to Aslan, book relates to Bible.
Some very small details are included in some places, just like how Jesus got stripped, which is the human equivalent to being shaved, like Aslan was shaved.
It angers me. I would have so much respect, even if I was on the other side, for someone who's done no wrong, sacrificing himself, for someone on the other side who has done so much wrong, that witch just strips him, mocks him, beats him. Ugh, it just gets me so angry.
That witch is pure evil.
100%, Sean.
But anyways, we weren't finished with the earlier parts of the book. Remember when the beavers tried to pack everything they could, even though they probably knew they wouldn't need them?
Yes. Yeah, she said,
I can't abide the thought of that witch fiddling with it.
And if you're going to be in that situation, which 10 things would you bring? And how many of them would be needs, and how many wants?
Well, Joey, I can't have 10. That's too many for me. But
I would bring, one, money so I can buy supplies that I need. Two, I would bring a portable shelter so I have something to stay in so I don't get sick. Three, I would have a survival kit so I have food and water and everything to eat or drink. Four, I would have a hatchet to cut down wood to build many things. And five, I would need faith in God, my light. Hey, Colin, what are some wants that you need?
Well, those are your needs, and I'm going to tell you what I would want. Well, one of the things I would want is a dog, or like something that can be my companion, because I get lonely sometimes. And another one would be a gaming console, a device, like a phone, an iPad, a TV, so I don't get bored. Or a third one, a restaurant with a chef, a teppanyaki chef to be exact, because I love teppanyaki, and I am hungry. And the fourth, internet or Wi-Fi, so I can play online on all the games that on all of my devices that I've brought. And the fifth thing would things that I can use to help the electronics, like cables, wires, chargers, HDMI cords, anything that I would need to hook up things to other things or to charge them. And finally, a deck of playing cards to do some epic magic tricks or just play some cards.
All right, Sean and Colin, you guys are taking forever. Emphasis on that.
I'm sorry.
All right. So I'm just going to answer this question myself because I didn't have enough time. How do the presents given to the kids apply to the type of character that they are? Well, Peter is the leader of the kids. Naturally, he'd have the sword because he is brave, leader. He's the eldest. He doesn't want to see any of his fellow brothers, sisters, kids. Lucy forgives everyone. She loves everyone. So if, say, that it fell in Peter's hands, right? It would have been a little struggle to help Edmund if he was like that and he's a traitor. Because Peter would want to teach him something. But Lucy loves all. She forgives all. She does everything. So she's nicer. So she's a healer. Edmund the traitor got nothing. Because at the same time, he had no soul. So that Circus Delight stole from him and he was possessed by the witch. Finally, Susan's the non-believer. Father gave her a hole so she could see it, so she has faith. She is also the eldest sister, which means she is the second eldest. She is also the second eldest sibling, so she got a bow and arrow protected as well. All of these show the outline between the book and the Bible, and clearly has many, many similarities that we didn't even name.
Alright guys, this is Sean Mage,
Colin Corrin,
and Joey Brown signing off.
Conjo out!